It's Beth Cobert's first work day at the Office of Personnel Management. She takes over from Catherine Archuleta, who resigned as director Friday. Cobert is going to lead the agency as it grapples with the biggest known breach of federal employee data in history. It's got to fix its problems and restore trust with the American public. That's a familiar mission to Danny Werfel. President Barack Obama asked him to lead the IRS in 2013 when it was embroiled in scandal. Danny Werfel, now with the Boston Consulting Group, joins us now. Danny, great to have you with us.
Good morning, Emily. Good to be on.
So Beth Cobert is taking a path that's quite similar to the one you took a few years ago. You moved over from the Office of Management and Budget, where you had been controller, to an agency, the IRS. Tell us a little bit about the path and the process. First of all, how does the president approach this with you? What sort of directive do you take? And how do you go from the White House to an agency?
Well, I mean, I think Beth and I were facing kind of experiencing similar paths. What happens when you're a leader in the Office of Management and Budget is you have a lot of opportunities to fix problems, to diagnose them, to demonstrate to the people around you your ability to understand public sector management and how to deal with these issues. So like me, Beth is in the mix there. In and around the president's top advisors, demonstrating her expertise in public sector management. And so as these issues start to arise and there's a real need to infuse new leadership and leadership that the White House has a high degree of confidence can get the job done, leaders in and around the Office of Management and Budget kind of emerge as great candidates.
And tell me about that path from going to the White House, where you sort of have a bird's eye view of everything going on, to being in the middle of an agency and being the one that everybody is looking at to fix things in a very intimate way.
Well, first of all, it's a healthy thing for someone at the Office of Management and Budget to do generally, because, you know, the way the OMB works with agencies on a day-to-day basis and really is supposed to be providing them the right guidance, the right input, the right set of suggestions to really improve government, it's really important to see the perspective that you have at an agency versus OMB, which is somewhat removed from the front lines of what the agency is involved in. So when I arrived at the IRS, I would say the world was somewhat flat when I was at OMB, because when I got to the IRS, I really saw a lot of different dimensions to what an agency's day-to-day challenges are. And so, you know, I think for Beth, she's really going to, her eyes will be opened by some of these new dimensions. But I think she's, obviously she's a great choice, and I think she's really going to do a great job. And I think the people of OPM are really lucky to have a leader like her to come in and help.
In some ways, this is it's a similar situation, but very different circumstances, right? I mean, you went into the IRS when the scandal du jour was really about the tax-exempt group, a very isolated part of the greater agency. Here we have an issue that is integral to almost every single federal employee, and certainly those with very critical national security positions throughout the government, and that's the security of the security, the security of the security clearance database and the personnel databases. What sort of expertise does Beth Cobert have to surround herself with in order to tackle these problems?
Well, yeah, Emily, I agree. There are certainly fundamental differences here, but there's a lot of similarities as well. You have an organization that's in a crisis. There's a major, major problem that needs to be fixed immediately, but also the incoming acting director has to manage the rest of the organization as well. So there's a need to fix the problem at hand. There's also a need to run the other mission critical activities of the organization and make sure the agency is moving forward. There's the similarities. There's morale challenges, and there were morale challenges at both organizations. I can go on and on with some of those similarities. I mean, I think one of the key things, the key lessons learned that I had from my experience is, to your question, how important it is to surround yourself with the right people, because it's not anything that you can do alone. And one of the things that, one of the messages I would have for someone going into this situation is twofold. One is rely on the team that's there heavily, and early on, embrace the expertise of the civil servant leadership that's there. In every federal organization, there really is top-notch talent with a passion and a desire to improve and drive better results. And they're going to be a huge resource for Beth inside of OPM. But also, you need to bring in some other perspectives as well, some public sector management expertise from outside government or from other federal agencies. So, for example, I brought in on a team of people from around government to help me. I brought in the CFO of VA, Todd Grams, to be my chief of staff, the CFO of GAO, David Fisher, to be my chief risk officer, the CFO of DHS, Peggy Sherry, to be the deputy commissioner of the IRS. And by infusing the agency with new perspectives and new talent, it was absolutely critical to help me with the leadership path that we spelled out for the organization.
And Danny, how did you choose those people, and how did you convince them to leave prestigious positions in what was then more stable parts of government to come to an agency in turmoil?
Well, there was a little begging involved, of course. But, for me, it was the same reason why when I was asked to do the job way back in May of 2013, and I knew that it would be enormously challenging personally, professionally, for my family, et cetera. But deep down, I knew I needed to do it. And I needed to do it because it was, there was an organization in need. There were 90,000 civil servants who needed new leadership and a new infusion of really kind of direction so that they could fix the problem at hand and move forward. And this is kind of what you train for your whole career, really, is to be put in a place where there's an absolute critical need for management excellence. And if you've been given your chance to go up to the plate, it's the type of thing that you really want to embrace. And I chose people that had a combination of things. First of all, that we had an existing relationship and friendship that I knew that they were fantastic at their jobs and really knew how to manage through tough situations and had the right skill set and the right instincts to deal with a very tough situation. And then when I called them up and asked them to join, I kind of tugged on those strings of patriotism and those strings of, this is what we all train for. Let's go do this together.
We're speaking with Danny Werfel, director in the public sector practice at the Boston Consulting Group, who was the acting commissioner at the IRS in 2013. And we're talking about the next steps at the Office of Personnel Management. Now, the acting director, Beth Cobert, she not only has to have this great team and work with OPM employees, she's going to be hearing a lot from Congress and a lot from others who represent federal employees affected by this. I think there's a great fear among labor unions and similar groups that Congress might think that dropping Archuleta is enough, that the problem is solved and that there aren't going to be longer term fixes. What would be Cobert's role with responsibility to those two groups, to managing the federal employees groups and managing Congress?
Well, I think there's a lot of stakeholders involved. And there are some common things that Beth can do as leader to really address stakeholder concerns. And one of them is to quickly and make sure she's quickly and rapidly diagnosing the problem that occurred, putting in very specific and aggressive corrective actions to address that problem, but also looking more broadly at OPM as an organization, at its IT security, and putting in those kind of medium and long-term changes as well. And by doing that, she's going to hit a lot of different concerns from these various stakeholders. For example, the employees at OPM who are, you know, going through a rough time right now because their organization is under fire and there's a lot of stress. And they really need that future direction. They need that kind of common new goal, new objective to look towards the future and start driving towards that better result. But some of the external stakeholders, other federal employees, myself being one of them as a recently departed former employee, we're all in the position of wanting to make sure that that the problem, that acute problem, is being handled as aggressively as possible. So all the ingredients of dealing with a crisis, of that quick-hitting action, aggressive, going above and beyond in order to deal with the acute problem at hand, as well as starting to build a broader strategic roadmap for improvements, all of those together will help deal with a wide range of stakeholder issues.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to note, you know, to say a word on behalf of Catherine Archuleta, that nobody disputes the fact that these problems, these cybersecurity problems, predate her term, right? And so they're not going to be something that's quick to fix either, because there were things that were systemic that went on at OPM for a long time. But the Obama administration has just, you know, not that much more time left in its term. How important is it that it nominates someone to be confirmed for the role, and that is confirmed for this role at OPM? Or do you think that an acting director is the right person to lead OPM through this?
Well, a couple of different reactions. First of all, I agree with your first point. A lot of the problems that we see in government manifest themselves over a period of time. It can take months. It can take years. Before they start to, as I said, manifest themselves into real challenge, and as we know, it is very often the leader of the organization who ends up shouldering the greatest portion of the responsibility for an issue. And in all cases, when you have a problem like that, there's shared culpability, there's shared responsibility over a period of time, but it is the leader at the time of the crisis that usually and most typically takes on the accountability, and I think that's the right answer, although it's not easy to digest sometimes.
Given the fact that the Obama administration's term is nearing an end,
right.
How important is it to have a confirmed director at OPM now?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question, and I'm not sure it's overly critical. It really depends on the way in which the community embraces the acting administrator or the acting director. And in particular, as we get close to the end of an administration, and we all know that the Senate confirmation process takes a bit of time, it may be a better answer to embrace the acting administrator for the rest of the term, have all the various stakeholders understand that this person is going to take us across the finish line until January 2017. That enables them to get more buy-in. And really, it's really up to the community in terms of whether they're going to hold back because of that acting designation versus the full-fledged, you know, Senate confirmed designation. I'll tell you, when I was the acting commissioner of the IRS, I didn't feel any challenges in that regard, the fact that I was acting versus not the permanently confirmed commissioner. And even after John Koskinen was nominated to be the commissioner, I still felt, even though there was someone waiting in the wings to be the permanent commissioner, I still felt that I had the command and the respect of all the variety of stakeholders to do the job that needs to be done. And I think Beth will have the same.
Danny Werfel is a director in the public sector practice at the Boston Consulting Group and former acting commissioner at the IRS. Danny, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
My pleasure, Emily. Thank you.